Justice of the Peace, Bernie?
Why, yes, I am, son. What can I do for you?
Well, my girl, her and I would... Oh, we want to get married.
Well, you came to the right man. If I can find my specs here, you're as good as flight. Oh, here they are. Now, just step over here and we'll get the knot tied quicker than you can say Bill Robinson.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Do you think we're doing the right thing, Snooky Puss?
Oh, I think so, Lammy Pie. What do you think, Mr. Justice?
Well, you know what Socrates said about getting married. Marriage is a game of give and take. What you don't give, she takes. Now, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Yeah, man, you can say that again.
And you, young lady, you promise to love, honor, and all stuff like that there?
I do.
That did it. You're his, he's yours. That'll be a Starbucks, please.
Oh, here you are, sir, and thank you very much.
Oh, well, tell me, young man, where are you going on your honeymoon?
Well, Mr. Justice, it's like this. We're both employed in war production work, and we don't feel we ought to take time off right now. Instead of taking in Niagara Falls, well, we'd rather stay right on the old assembly line and take a few falls out of our enemies.
Spoken like a true American, son. I wish I had a swell wedding present to give you, but I ain't got one handy. But here's something I want you to take along to work with you, because I know you're going to find it right helpful.
Oh, Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. We always keep Wrigley Spearmint handy on the job with us. It's been a great help.
Well, lots of war workers say the same thing, son. And I'm glad you folks are enjoying it. So good luck to you, and when you pass this way again, drop in and see me. You boys were really inspired. Now, what a downbeat Caesar gave on that number. You know why? Caesar's charming little mother's in the control room. Caesar Petrilla's mother. Let's give her a big hand. Make her take a bow. Stand up, Ma. Gelder? That's fine. Give Ma a bow. Maybe I'll get invited up there for some pasta fagiola sometime. Oh, dear, dear. That was really very, very wonderful. And now, let me see. Our leading lady, little Gail Robbins. The dockyard, Diana Durbin. Gailey Pie, come here, honey child. What's cooking?
Well, Maestro, some of the Navy boys at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station have written me an awfully nice letter and asked me to sing Knock Me a Kiss.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Gailikins. Anything the Navy wants from this here outfit, they get. By gosh, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a sailor. But my father knocked the tar out of me. Oh, forgive me. Hoist the anchor, teacher.
Man, when you get high, oh, doggone. bullets. Ah, oh, this ain't no jam. The dam can slam. Darling, oh, knock me a kiss.
Thank you. That was Wee Bonnie Gale Robbins. Lieutenant Orrin Tucker will get after you, Gailey. You know, at that, Gailey, I think you gave the sailors a few minutes of right mood sailing with your little song. And I hope all our listeners in war production work will let themselves in for some of that nice smooth sailing they'll get as they keep a package of Wrigley's spearmint gum handy on the job. And now comes the musical highlight of the evening, a banjo solo. You know, a lot of the lads out in dear old Hawaii have asked us for a banjo solo. Gonna get it. You know, the banjo, my friends, is traditionally, it is really traditional with Americans. And Aston Stevens, the eminent dramatic critic, is just as enthusiastic about the old American custom of playing the banjo as the old maestro is about the old American custom of chewing gum. So this banjo solo is being played for the first time on our broadcast, in fact, the first time on the air. The title is Pick Yourself a Banjo and Play American. It's going to be played by one of our new lads, Ralph Mather, who really plays a Mather banjo. Give it to him, Caesar. Give it to him. Thank you, Mazza. Come in and see us again. Yowza? You know, I just got an idea that maybe Aston Stevens will get his old banjo come here and he and I play a fiddle duet someday for the war workers. That would really be something. And have Les Paul referee the whole thing. I know he won't find the melody either. And now once more comes our singing ensemble. This group is what is known in musical circles as a mixed chorus. This chorus is not only mixed, it's bewildered. The song they're going to do is We'll Win Through, and our singers have asked me to join them.
Who asked you?
Don't answer that, Caesar. Play.
Clouds are high to see, and see if we've got to batter down the wall of steel. But we'll cross the road and sail the sea and fly the clouds to victory if we put our shoulders to the wheel.
We'll win through, we always do. It won't be easy picking, but we make this vow that we'll pull through, we always do. We never took a licking, and we won't stop now. We've got so many things to fight with.
We'll back our might with faith and hope and trust. And we'll win through, we always do. We can, we will, we must.
Washington at Valley Forge fought on because he knew that victory meant liberty, and he won through.
A nation split asunder back in 1862. But Lincoln fought to save our land, and he won through. And then in 1917, our hopes of victory grew when General Pershing took command, and he won through. Today, our worthy president expressed these words of trust. He said that we'll win through again.
You bet that we'll win through again. We can. We will. We must.
Thank you, children. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. An hour of time permit us. A bit of George Gershwin, Somebody Loves Me. I hope you like it. Somebody Loves Me. Dear, dear Myrna. Well, as the fellow said when the toboggan hit a bump and headed for a tree, this is where I get off. But we'll be coasting down your way again come this time Monday for the Wrigley Spearm and Gump folks, and we sure hope you'll all join us. Meanwhile, I'd like to say a word to the little woman who keeps the home fires burning, especially the fires under that meat and potatoes. Tomorrow, being Saturday, you'll be moseying through the shop, buying stuff over the weekend. Well, there's a lot of things you'll be needing. But if you happen to find your favorite storekeeper's shelves a little bit low on things that you used to just ask for and get, don't be impatient. These are war times. Tain't his fault. I hope you'll keep in mind that he's doing the best he can to keep you supplied with the things that you need. And for instance, if he should be out of Wrigley's Spearm and Gum at the moment, well, take my word for it. The Wrigley Spearm and Gum folks are doing all they can to keep them supplied so that you'll be able to put a package or two in your man's lunch bucket. And that's good people, and so. Now the time has come to lend thine ears to a bit of au revoir and goodbye. The time to quit, unfortunately, is drawing nigh. Don't forget, if you want your words to hum, two good old Wrigley Spearm and Gum, yowza. So long, the Fonterio, a bit of a sweet treat. God bless you, and goodbye.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.